Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the Late Late Shift Studios at Steve's Extra Bedroom, it's the Late Late Shift with your host, Steve.
Glad to hear that. I have no major complaints myself. I'm awful tired, man. Awfully tired. It's been one of those days. I mean, this is going to sound like bullshit because I know that a lot of you, you know, work a hell of a lot harder and you work regular schedules and stuff like that. But I woke up at like, 7:30 this morning. I had to be at a pet sitting gig at like 8:30. And then I'm doing a special job for somebody that we know, and it's about an hour out of town. So I had to drive. I got done with that 30-minute visit. Immediately got into the car and drove an hour to another visit and spent a half an hour there. Then I went to my hometown because my nephew is in town. Those of you who don't know, my sister passed away last year, and her oldest son, his dad, came and got him and took him to Washington. And so we haven't seen him in a while. And so he's around for about a month, and so I went over to go see him and hang out and stuff like that, see my mom and all that good stuff. And then I left there and pretty much I drove home, put some groceries in the fridge and freezer, and then took my ass back the hour for the evening visit to this doggie that is living far away, drove back an hour, and then hit my evening visit to the people that I visited in the morning, about 8:30 this evening. So that was 30 minutes, and I got back home like, you know, about 20 after 9 or something like that. So it was just a very full day. And I don't remember, it's not like I was out there fucking busting rock. I wouldn't work in the goddamn chain gang or no shit like that. So, I mean, let's not paint a picture of just, oh, poor Steve, he's worked himself to the bone. No, that's not the case. I'm just fucking kind of tired, you know? And it's my own fucking fault because instead of going to bed at a decent hour last night, I was like, hey, I'm going to stay up and watch like 5 episodes of 30 Rock. Why not? And so I watched like 5 episodes of 30 Rock because you can't just watch like a episode of 30 Rock. And I find it very, very difficult to watch only like 2 or 3. I've been bouncing back and forth between 30 Rock and Louie. I've actually never watched all of Louie. I've seen 30 Rock. You know, I think I've seen the entire series probably twice at this point. And I'm working on time number 3 here now. But it's just so awesome. And as for Louie, I just haven't seen it before. But Louie's one of those shows, it's really, really good, and it's really, really awesome. But at the same time, it does have a certain level of just kind of depressing. So it's like, you know, when I do watch it, I'll watch like 4 or 5, you know, sometimes 6, 7 episodes in a row. You know, I'll watch a bunch of it in a row. But then you kind of, the next night, you're like, I'm kind of in the mood for something a little bit lighter. So, you know, there's always the enjoyment of watching Tracy Morgan be all like, you know, I saw a dog with a sweater. It was amazing. I've talked about this with a friend of mine, Rick. It's total non sequiturs. You can just string any 3 non sequiturs together and say them as Tracy Jordan or Tracy Morgan, which is interchangeable. Tracy Jordan, the character, Tracy Morgan, the man. It works in either case. Stringing these complete non sequiturs together, and it makes complete sense. Okay, that could be a line of dialogue from 30 Rock or from any of Tracy Morgan's other stuff. And for those out there who haven't heard, it was just about a month or so ago that he actually appeared on the Today Show. It was his first public appearance ever since he had that really bad accident, that traffic accident here about a year and change ago that really fucked him up and almost killed him. You know, he has like brain damage and stuff like that. But he is able to talk and whatnot. And he was, he's still recovering very, very much. But it was good to see him and out and about, you know, like that. It was the only time I've ever seen him on something that he wasn't funny. But for those who have been wondering out there and maybe didn't catch that, Tracy is able to talk and he's getting around and he was on the Today Show. So you can actually look up the video probably and, you know, if you're a Tracy Morgan fan. And, you know, honestly, it's hard not to be a Tracy Morgan fan. He's a very strange fucking guy, but he's also weirdly likable, you know what I mean? So, you know, I don't know. But anyways, we're not really here to talk about all of that. This is a special episode of The Late Late Shift. It is episode number 23, and that doesn't make it special, but it is a Saturday edition. And we haven't done a Saturday edition since that first week where I went live for 7 nights or whatever in a row. I think it was 8 nights, actually, but whatever the hell. I did a whole week in a row, damn it, with shows every night. But we haven't done a Saturday show since then. And this really springs from last night's episode. I did a Q&A, a listener Q&A. If you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it. It was pretty fun. I'll do more of those in the future, and I anticipate them being just as fun in the future, maybe more fun, you know? The only issue, though, was that I only have 30 minutes to work with here because I'm, you know, broke ass, and I'm only on the free Blog Talk Radio plan. So that means I get 30 minutes a day, and that's it. So, you know, I'm working with what I got, baby. I'm working with what I got. That's why I have my cell phone literally held to my face via a pair of headsets, because I can't even use my headset to call into. I can't even use Skype to call into the shit. I literally have to call in with my phone. But, you know, I have unlimited minutes and shit like that, or whatever the fuck, so who really gives a shit? Anyways, I digress. Last night, one of the questions that I was asked leading up to last night's show was from my pal Joe. He's known on Twitter as Cole. And he just kind of threw it out there as a joke. He said, magnets, how do they work? And if you don't know, that is a reference to an Insane Clown Posse song. The song is actually called Miracles. And I knew that it was an ICP reference just because I've seen the meme floating around. But I've never heard this song because I'm not really much of an ICP guy. I'm not an ICP guy. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say that I've never listened to ICP because I have. They got really popular right around the time that I was graduating high school stuff. And, you know, a couple of friends of mine were really into ICP for a very short amount of time. And so, you know, I heard it when I was in the car and stuff like that. There's only one song that I ever really liked, and that was the one that they did with Old Dirty Bastard, Bitches. That is just a fun fucking song, and I really liked that one. They also did a song on wrestling. They were with a group called The Oddities, and their entrance music was done by ICP, and that was an okay song. You know, it was fun for what it was. But Bitches is really, I would say, easily my hands-down favorite ICP song. And then for a long time, it would always stick in my head. And to this day, whenever I'm talking about the professional wrestler Dean Malenko, I always go, Dean Malenko, ha, 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 fuck you. Because that is from the ICP song, The Great Malenko. And it just is funny in my head because Dean Malenko, if you're familiar with professional wrestling at all, not remotely an ICP type dude. He's just fucking just stone-faced son of a bitch. You know, the most serious dude you would want to see, at least in the ring. I understand that he's a very, very funny man backstage. But regardless, you know, not even remotely in any way, shape, form, or fashion the guy that you would really tie to ICP. But so that's just, I don't know, it's a non-sequitur. It's kind of fucking funny in my head. And I literally think that every time that I mention Dean Malenko, I kind of have to stop myself from singing his name. But anyways. If you've never heard Bitches, go out there and listen to Bitches because it's pretty fucking funny. But anyways, this song, Miracles, is by ICP. And if you're not terribly familiar with ICP, they get a bad rap and their fans get a bad rap. And that is, you know, they have plenty of normal-ass fans out there who just enjoy their music for what it is. It tends to be funny and it's over the top. You know, it's imagine and ICP fans would maybe, some ICP fans would maybe hate this because, if you don't know, Eminem and ICP have, like, old beef from way on back of the day and shit. But if you are not familiar with ICP and you aren't familiar with Eminem, imagine these two guys painted up like clowns who are constantly in the Slim Shady persona. Like, they never do the cleaning out my closet and fucking whatever you say I am and Stan. You know, they don't do the serious side of Eminem. They're always on the bitch, I'm gonna kill you type shit, you know? And it, you know, it's not the same, but it's the same. You know what I mean? You know, it's, you know what I mean. So that's kind of their vibe and everything, but I'm sure they've done other stuff. And like I said, their fans get a really bad rap because let's just be frank about it here, okay? There's a lot of weird-ass ICP fans out there, man, a bunch of fucking weirdos out there who, and I'm sure they're fine people. I'm not trying to hate or nothing like that because, Lord knows, I'm a Marilyn Manson fan. And though I was never among that lot, I knew plenty of people who painted themselves up and, you know, wore all this ridiculous shit and everything back in the day and, you know, basically tried to look like Marilyn Manson. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, you know, it's like, I'm not going to paint myself look like fucking Alice Cooper to go to the grocery store and shit, you know? And it's just that's taking it a step too far, in my opinion. But if you're that dedicated and you're that into it and, you know, you kind of define yourself that much by that music, then, you know what, more power to you for having that much passion about something. You know, I'm not going to fucking hate on you, but I will laugh at you, okay? Let's not pull any punches here. I'm not going to hate on you. I'm not, you know, I don't hold it against you, and good for you, fucking good for you. I genuinely mean that. Good for you for having something that you care about so deeply. But please do not even try to deny me the sheer joy in pointing and fucking laughing at you, because, man, man, they call their fans Juggalos, the ICP does, and man, there's some interesting ones out there. But this song, Miracles, just on reading the lyrics, I've got the lyrics right here in front of me. It appears that this was maybe their attempt to do something a little more serious, or at least not super jokey. And I'll just read you a few stanzas here, okay? If magic is all that we've ever known, I'm going to read this in a serious way, okay? If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I've seen miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day. Oceans spanning beyond my sight, and a million stars way above them at night. We don't have to be high to look in the sky and know that's a miracle opened wide. Look at the mountains, trees, the seven seas, and everything chilling underwater, please. Hot lava, snow, rain, and fog, long-necked giraffes, and pet cats and dogs. I've seen 85,000 people all in one room together as equals. Pure magic is the birth of my kids. I've seen shit that'll shock your eyelids. The sun and the moon and even Mars. The Milky Way and fucking shooting stars. UFOs, a river flows. Plant a little seed and nature grows. Niagara Falls and the pyramids. Everything you believed in as kids. Fucking rainbows after it rains. There's enough miracles here to blow your brains. I fed a fish to a pelican. What the fuck? I fed a fish to a pelican at Frisco Bay. It tried to eat my cell phone. He ran away. What the fuck? I'm sorry. That really... I had not read this before I went on the air. He's just listing all these things that are miracles. And then just complete... no sequitur, I suppose, is the word of the evening. But just kind of out of the middle of nowhere, he's like, you know, fucking rainbows are awesome, and, you know, look at the pyramids and Niagara Falls and shit like that. And, hey, by the way, one time I tried to feed a pelican and the motherfucker tried to steal my cell phone, but he got away. And, all right, dude. Right on, Shaggy, Too Dope, and Violent J. But I digress. And music is magic, pure and clean. You can feel it and hear it, but it can't be seen. And, you know, it goes on like that. But at one point, the lyric that is, you know, now memed into, you know, famousness is, let's see here. Water, fire, air, and dirt. Fucking magnets. How do they work? And, of course, the, you know, meme got started because that's kind of a ridiculous question. It is pretty easily explainable how magic works. I mean, how magnets work. I don't fucking know. I mean, so I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be big brain or no shit like that. I can find it and look it up, but it's much more fun just to read this and ha ha ha. But anyways, we're not just here to talk about this and laugh about this. I just wanted to give you guys an understanding. If you are not familiar, if you've only heard of ICP and didn't really have an understanding of what they are, that is who they are. This is what all of this sprang from. My friend Joe, gang, magnets, how do they work? Kind of as a joke. And I could explain it, but I frankly don't know, and I feel it's kind of cheating if I look it up and shit like that. So, you know, I can't tell you. Apparently, it's a miracle is what it is. But as it pertains to ICP, we're kind of here for me to tell a little bit of a story. I ran out of time last night to tell this story because, I mean, it's not the most long fucking. I'm not going to be sitting here, you know, talking forever and ever and ever. We've only got like 16 minutes of the show left now because I devoted all the time to ICP, and justifiably so, because I got a solid laugh at that fucking pelican thing. But hopefully you did too. But I do have an ICP story, aside from just riding in the car and hearing, you know, the occasional song and my Dean Malenko thing. And it involves all sorts of various things. It involves comic books. It involves taking advantage of disenfranchised youth. It involves a lot of laughter. And it, most importantly, and the thing that made me somewhat trepidatious about it, and that I'm not exactly proud of, is that it involves me committing misdemeanor crimes. Back in high school, I was the guy that when my friends would go out and, like, to do something stupid, like they're going to go over here and get drunk or they're going to do this thing, or, you know, just whenever they would go out to do something questionable, let's put it that way, I would always be the one who was left out. And it's not because I was a snitch, and it's not because I would be like, we shouldn't do this, guys, but I was kind of the voice of reason type guy. I would be the guy who would give you reasons not to do it, or at least break down the fund into, like, well, we should really be wary of blah, blah, blah. I always thought logically about shit, you know what I mean? So I would be cool with going along with doing it, but I would be like, but we do need to be on alert for blah and blah and blah. That really just kind of kills the fun of going out and doing dumb shit, you know what I mean? When you're a fucking teenager trying to be kind of a hooligan and just running out and doing dumb shit, that's kind of the point of the whole thing. You're just wanting to run out there and do dumb shit. So I always kind of got left behind on those things, and that is what it is. And I think I got to a certain point once I, you know, we got out of high school, and I was running around with these guys, and it was actually a little bit prior to that. It was prior to getting out of high school, but it was mostly after high school. We running around with these guys, you know, and just I was trying to kind of fit in. It's one of the few times in my life that I ever let peer pressure kind of get to me. And I'm not trying to sit here and say that these people influenced me. I did this all of my own fucking, but this was just my way of trying to fit in and be like, oh, look, I can do dumb shit too. And so I took up shoplifting. And not little shit. It's not like I was stealing a keychain from Walmart or some shit like that. We used to go into a local music store, and I would walk out of that place with, you know, sometimes upwards of 25 to 30 fucking CDs in my pocket. I got rather prolific at it. Not stealing the case, of course. You open the case and you take the CD out, and, you know, back in the day we wore jeans with big pockets and shit like that. So I would just walk out with these fucking things in my pockets, and no one was ever the wiser. But seriously, just stealing a lot of shit to the point that, like, if I had gotten caught on some of these trips, then it would not have been a misdemeanor. I think that probably the volume of the shit that I stole would have added up to, you know, like, not pleasantness. You know what I mean? But we were never caught or anything like that, you know, and that is what it is. Again, I'm not exactly fucking proud of it, but it is something that happened. That was a period of my life, and, you know, I'm not proud of it, but I did do it. I fucking did it extensively there for a stretch of time. It wasn't a huge stretch of time. It was just a few months. But actually, you know, karma came around and bit us in the ass because we wound up with I personally wound up with a rather impressive fucking CD collection. And that was back in the day when you would buy those big-ass books, and it looked like a giant fucking Trapper Keeper, but you would open it and it would be like fucking 50 pages, and you could fit four CDs on each side of the page. So we had literally upward of 200 or something CDs in one of these big-ass giant books. And I went to a party one evening, and somebody broke in the car and stole all of my CDs. So, irony just right there. You know, all of these CDs that I stole over the course of, like, 6 months or something like that, someone then stole from me. So, you know, I learned a long time ago, back when I was imbibing the Mary Jane, that when somebody takes you for something that there's really no recourse, you refer to that as charging it to the game. And so those CDs were unfortunately charged to the game. That being said, though, moving on to the story here and getting the ICP part into it, we, after high school, you know, before I got my first real job at a radio station and loved doing that shit, there was an in-between time between graduation and getting that job in 2001. So I would say we're in a span here. I don't know exactly when this was, but I want to say it was probably late 2000, maybe early 2001, but I'm pretty sure it was late 2000. And me and my buddy got an apartment together, and we were hanging out and shit, you know. So we were just tooling around town, and we were hanging out. I wasn't smoking weed or anything at the time, but I didn't care if anybody else was. I would sit there, and people would smoke weed, and I would sit there and join in the conversation and have some fun and maybe sip on some, you know, beer or something like that, or just Kool-Aid or some shit. I don't know. I was never one to harsh anybody's buzz. And within, you know, a year or so, I would start smoking myself, and that was a whole other story for another day. But anyways, at this point, I wasn't smoking or anything like that, but, you know, my buddy was, and you know, more power to him. He was having a damn good time, and we were driving around one time. We had gone to the store to get something or something like that, and we're coming up the street to our apartment, and there's these two dudes, these two younger cats, and bear in mind that we were like 20, maybe 19, 20 years old at this point. I don't even know if I was 19. He may have still been 18. I may have been 20, but I'm pretty sure that I was like 19 and he was 18. But we saw these cats, these young kids. They were maybe freshmen in high school, maybe still in, like, middle school, like eighth grade or some shit like that. And they had, a card table set up in the fucking driveway with all these boxes around it and a big sign on the front that said comic book sale. And me and my buddy were into comic books, you know. I mean, I've always been into comics and superheroes, especially, like, Batman and shit like that. So we were like, fuck it, you know, let's go look at what these fucking kids have. So we went bombing over there and checking it out and everything. They had a whole shit ton of comic books. This kid had been collecting comic books for the overwhelming majority of his life. Apparently his dad got him into it and talking to him and everything. And he was wanting to gather some money to buy some stuff. And we were like, oh, what are you wanting to get with the money that you make off of this, man? You know, I mean, you got some pretty cool books here and everything. What are you trying to get? He was like, well, I'm a really big ICP fan, which was, you know, not remotely a shock because I think he was wearing like a Twisted shirt or something like that. With a C, Twisted. which was kind of a, not an offshoot of ICP, but they were like signed by ICP. They were kind of, they were, you know, ICP Junior-ish. But I suppose I'm probably, I admit I have no concept of the whole thing there, but that was what I assumed anyway. But anyways, these guys looked like a 10 standing beside one. It was like Jay and Silent Bob, honestly, because there was one dude who was just like full on nerdy McGee, man. Like, you know, down to the big giant glasses, shit like that. Just skinny as a fucking rail. If this kid weighed 95 pounds, soaking wet, holding the brick, then, you know, I'm fucking Caitlyn Jenner. Not fucking Caitlyn Jenner, but I am. Back away. And this other dude was a large gentleman. Let's just, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to pick on the fucking kid. I'm not fat shaming anybody or any bullshit like that, because Lord knows I ain't exactly the most felt son of a bitch in the world anyways. I wasn't at the time either. But this was a large kid, you know, especially to be like an eighth grader. This kid, you know, he's facing down some issues later on in life, more than likely, you know what I mean? He was a very, very large kid for his age. And they look like a fucking kid standing there beside one another. But anyways, they described to us that they wanted, they were really, really super duper into ICP, and what they wanted to do was make enough money because they wanted to buy all of ICP's albums and maybe get a t-shirt. And, you know, they just wanted to buy essentially ICP shit. And me and my buddy were like, okay, we immediately, like, trade a look at one another because we know the grift here, you know what I mean? We hadn't done any of this stealing CD shit in months at this time, probably 6 months, maybe, it had been a fucking while since we did any of that shit, because it was, frankly, really fucking stupid, and we were just, whenever you're doing something consistently dumb and illegal, like, in public, if you're, like, smoking weed at your house or some shit like that, and you live in a state where it's not legal, then you're more than likely, nobody's going to give you any fucking hassle, you're in your own house, but if you're rolling around all the time, carrying weed, or fucking going around shoplifting everywhere, or doing shit like that, you're going to get fucking caught eventually. You can only tempt fate so many times, you know? And we were aware of that. And eventually we were just like, after those CDs were stolen from us, that was kind of the end game. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, okay, karma bit us in the ass. We probably shouldn't do this anymore. So, but we immediately look at each other, you know? These kids aren't paying attention. We catch each other's eye, and we're like, you know, he kind of nods to me, and we immediately go into the grift, which is old-timey, I know, but I like that word. And basically it's like, you know, it goes like this. I was telling the kid, hey, so what if we could get you a bunch of like ICP shit? Would you trade us that for the comic books? And they kind of looked at each other and they talked about it a little bit. And the kid went and asked his dad, which was powerful, stupid. And his dad, of course, shot it directly the fuck down, because this was literally, if I'm being conservative here, they weren't all great books. Some of them were fucking dumb, but he had some that were worth a little bit of money, you know. All told, though, if you just take it all into consideration, the sheer volume and all that stuff, you know, if you were paying retail for this, you know, if this guy were to sell this lot on eBay or some such shit, which was worth fledgling your shit at the time, and maybe he could have done that, I don't know. But probably about $200 worth of books, you know, probably, round, give or take, you know, just spitballing here. So, you know, of course, you know, ICP at the time only had a few records out there that were at least commercially available that, you know, you couldn't just get, like, mixtapes and shit like that if you lived in Detroit. And, you know, they had stuff like that. And they had a VHS out that was exceptionally fucking hard to find. And when these kids came back out, and the guy was like, oh, my dad said I can't do it. And I was like, well, I'll tell you what, dude, I'll sweeten the deal here. Because we knew a place that had this ICP video that was exceptionally fucking rare. And I'm talking VHS here. We knew a place that had it, and it had been there for a long time. Nobody ever bought the fucking thing because there weren't a lot of ICP fans out there. It was really kind of a cult thing at the time, you know? The whole Juggalo movement would blow up to a degree, you know, at least to a somewhat larger degree. It's still kind of a cult thing, but it would blow up considerably within the years that followed. But at the time, ICP was still really kind of small scale, and nobody barely knew who the fuck they were, let alone we're going to go and buy this fucking video. But we knew a place that had the video, and it was a place where we had, you know, done some business in the past. Some criminal business. But yeah, we told him, okay, what if we could get you, I can't even remember what the video was called, what if we could get you the so-and-so video? The guy was like, what are you talking about? Did you can't find that anywhere? I was like, we know what one is. We'll get you every ICP album that we can get our hands on, and we'll get you that fucking video. Would you trade us for the comic books then? And it was too much for their, you know, prepubescent minds to fucking handle. And they were like, oh, hell yeah, definitely, we'll definitely do that. And we were like, all right, give us a couple hours. So we literally left that dude's driveway, drove the hour or so to the town that we, you know, that we would go to, where the music store was and stuff like that. I found every ICP album that I could find, even grabbed another one just for shits and giggles, and pocketed them. You know, I did my usual thing, and I'm not going to give you the how-to here, but I stole them. I fucking shoplifted probably about five albums all told, five CDs. And then I, for the first time ever, I got away with stealing a fucking VHS, which I was so sketched out. I was scared shitless of doing that because I didn't, you know, I literally had to like open the thing and then check it for security and shit like that and stick it in my pants and whatnot. And it was just, I was so fucking sure I was getting caught. And it was going to be so humiliating to get, oh, what did you get busted for? I was stealing an ICP video. You know, oh, wah, wah. You know, it's full on fucking Price is Right, you lost type shit. Yodely God just fell off the mountain. But anywho, we got away with it. So we go to this kid's house. And, you know, he sees the car pull up and everything, and he comes out there, and he's like, give me just a minute, man. And he literally went into his house. We gave him the shit. He went into his house, and they start climbing out the window with, like, probably about six boxes of fucking comic books. And that was that. I mean, I didn't say that it was the most exciting story in the whole wide world, but it was just, it's one of those stories in my head that always sticks with me, that we straight up took advantage of these fucking kids. And it involved all these things. We literally went and probably stole about, I'm going to say, like, maybe 60 bucks worth of shit, you know? I stole, you know, I did the actual legwork on the thing, but, you know, probably about 60 bucks worth of shit, and we fucked around and got like $300 worth of comic books, about $200 worth of fucking comic books, and we go back to our apartment, and that was our living room there for probably about a month. We just had these stacks of boxes of fucking comic books all over the place. And every night we would sit there, and my buddy would get stoned, and we would just go through the books, and we would, like, look at them, and then we would engage in these beautiful conversations that to this day are some of my favorite conversations I've ever had in my life that I wish I could have, like, recorded and kept forever. And just that, talking for, like, 3 hours about whether or not Superman could beat the Hulk and shit like that, you know, just the kind of deep, embedded conversations that you can only have when you have very few worries and you really like something nerdy. You know what I mean? It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing there. And I actually still have those comic books. I wound up with them when the whole living together thing went south. And I'll give you one guess as to why the living situation went south. If you guessed girlfriend moved in, then you guessed correctly, because that's the way that it always goes when you're that age. You know, you move in with your buddy, then when you get your girlfriend, she wants to move in, and three's a fucking crowd, so, you know, somebody's the odd man out. And I wound up being the odd man out. I don't fault my boy for it, you know, I've done probably the same fucking thing. It's kind of lame, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, you get yours, you know what I mean? But, but I wound up with the comic books, because, again, I did the legwork and shit like that, essentially. I was the one who put myself in danger of being caught with ICP in my pants. I still have these fucking things, and you know, I don't know, every once in a while I'll just look through them. They're in storage now. I wish I had them around now. I'd fucking dig through and read some old Batman. I had some awesome shit in there too, some old Legends of the Dark Knight, which is probably my, and the Batman Chronicles. Those were really some of my favorite Batman books, and a lot of stuff from the Death of Superman, and some really cool variant cover back when they did the variant covers of, like, Spider-Man back when Todd McFarlane was drawing him, and some good fucking, some pretty good books and a lot, you know what I mean? But that's my little story there. I ripped off a store that was good to me over the years, ripped off a store, and then used the shit that I ripped off at the store to rip off some fucking kids. And to be completely honest with you, I never caught any ramifications from it. Aside from, you know, I mean, I guess I did. Life got me back in other fucking ways, you know what I mean? But it's just one of those stories that has sat in my head now for years, for, you know, well over a decade, for damn near 15 years, I would say. It might actually be 15 years. It probably is about 15 years at this point. So it feels good to purge, and hopefully you found it mildly entertaining. Again, I didn't say it was going to be the best story in the whole wide world, but it's a fun one, you know what I mean? And I know a lot of you guys out there would probably have done the same thing if you fucking had the opportunity. I will be back with you guys doing this again on Monday evening after the late shift on LOP Radio. That is my wrestling show. I cover Monday Night Raw and stuff for those who don't know. Basically, I recap and I interact with a lot of people on Twitter. It's a fun, fun show. So I'll be coming your way at about 2 a.m. here, Texas time, Central time, 3 a.m. fucking East Coast and all that bullshit. So it'll be about 2 a.m. I'll see you again on Monday, and then we'll do the show Wednesday and Friday as per usual at midnight, the usual time. But until then, I hope you guys have enjoyed this. I enjoyed doing the special little episode here. Always great to talk to you guys. Please, 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 until we do this again, take care of yourselves out there in the big, bad, really real world, and remember that nothing in this life is trivial. Much love, guys. We'll catch you next time, okay? ICP, baby.